This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Inside Out is interactive theater. Theater about homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia, created and performed by Victoria Youth. It opened in Victoria last weekend and continues this weekend. Inside Out is produced by TheatreWorks in partnership with the Burnside Gorge Community Association. TheatreWorks uses drama to facilitate positive change in schools, workshops, and community organizations. River Chandler is the director of TheatreWorks and of Inside Out, and she joins me by phone from her home in Victoria. Good morning, River.
Good morning.
Now, Inside Out is several plays that were created and are being performed by local youth. Can you explain how these plays were made?
Sure. We got together, a group of youth and I, and a couple of other adults who were helping out, over the spring break. We met for 6 days in a row, and we worked for 7 hours a day. And during that time, we used theater games and exercises to explore our struggles with homophobia and transphobia and biphobia, as it turned out. That hasn't been in the title in the promotional material, but two of our youth identified as bisexual, and so that became a part of the exploration. And during that process, we created three short audience interactive plays. And those were created by the youth, and then we worked together, myself and assistant director and the youth, to develop the characters and develop the storyline into a coherent story.
So can you give me an example of one of the plays so we can get a sense of what kind of issues you're dealing with?
Sure. I'll tell you about the play that has transgendered issues in it. The characters are four young men who are 18 years old, and three of them have been friends since elementary school, and they're hanging out in the basement of one of the guy's homes, and where he lives with his parents. It's the hangout, and that particular person is quite homophobic and transphobic, and one of his friends brings in a young transgendered man who is new to the neighborhood and the school, and the person whose place it is, he starts to slam lesbians, and then he starts to slam transgendered people. And the person who's transgendered is like, "What are you talking about?" And the other two guys are like, "Come on, like, cool it, you know, relax, don't go there." And neither of them will back down, and so it just gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And, there's a piece I forgot to say, which is at the very beginning, the transgendered man and one of the boys, they're outside the house, and they're a little bit nervous about what's going to happen, and the one boy says to the transgendered man, "Look, just don't tell him you're transgendered and everything will be okay. And don't tell him you used to be a girl." And as they go in and as the conflict increases and increases, finally the young transgendered man says, "Who are you to judge us?" And that's the end of the play.
Now, and then this was something that was developed out of the real experiences of the youth at the group?
Yes, that's correct. Though it's important to know that in the plays, no one is playing themselves, and it's not any one person's story, but it is the three plays are each a sum of the range of exploration and the range of themes that came out during the 6 days.
Okay. Now, the plays are then performed with audience interaction. How does that work?
Well, we show the audience the play once through so that they can understand the characters and the setting and the situation. And then I come up on stage at the end of the first play and I say, "We're going to show you this play again. If you have an idea for resolving the problem inside this play, for creating safety and respect for the characters, and you understand the struggles of the character, as we run the play, say stop. Come up on stage, take a character's place, and try your idea." And people do that. The first time I did it, I wasn't sure anybody was actually going to have the courage, but it just takes one person to get the ball rolling. And that's what's been happening every night.
And this is a theater technique that people around this area of the world would be familiar with through the work of Headlines Theater, and I guess it's called Forum Theater. And
it's called Forum Theater. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yes, mm-hmm. And there is a theater company here called Puente Theater that also uses Forum Theater around issues for immigrants.
Okay. Now, have there been any interactions or reactions by audience members that have surprised you?
Well, it was very interesting in the last play because we ended it with that outburst where the transgendered man says, you know, who are you to judge us? And then his friend says, you know, you always do this. That's the final line. And an audience member came up and she said, I want to go from the place where the violence occurs. And I said, do you mean verbal violence or physical violence? And she said, physical violence. She said, it's the very next thing that happens in this play. And so we went there, and the young man who's a bigot punches the transgendered man and knocks him to the floor. And then at that point, the audience member played one of the other friends and stood up and said, that's it. This is enough. I'm out of here. And he helped the transgendered man up. And they left, and the other young man left, and they left the man who's bigoted by himself. And what the audience member said afterwards is that sometimes it takes something as shocking as violence to change how a person might behave in that situation and to say, enough is enough. I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to say something about what's going on here, or I'm going to take action.
It seems to me that once the audience member said that and proposed that's where it's going, then it just seems like, of course, that's where it's going. Had you talked about that was where it was going, that it would end in violence, with the people that were working on the production before you got to that performance?
Well, yes, we did. And actually, in rehearsal, we did try having the violence as part of the play, and then we decided to take it out and have it felt more important that the transgendered man would feel like he needed to come out, that he needed to say who he was, and that would come out in the heat of the moment rather than actual physical violence.
Yeah. How did the youth performers actually become involved in this project in the first place? Because, I mean, that's a step to take right there.
It's a very big step, yes. And I did a lot of outreach work. We have two queer youth support groups in town called Sexy, and the YMCA runs them. I also went to the Gay Straight Alliance clubs in the high schools in School District 61. And then I went to places where youth hang out, the Alliance Club, the Youth Clinic, Youth Empowerment Society, those kinds of places, and just talked it up and talked it up. And these people, they came together, and they're an incredible, incredible group of youth. Really wonderful. Very courageous.
What are the challenges that performers face when they're creating theater that uses their own and in so many cases painful experiences?
Well, I would say that a really big challenge is that once we create the plays, there's so much of themselves and the other participants in the group. There's so much of that inside the plays. But now we have to move to becoming characters and having some separation from their own issues and understanding that they are the character. There is some of them inside that character, but it's also a character separate from them. So that was a big challenge. And also, you know, the games and exercises really take people to emotional places. And everyone in that room has experienced a lot of struggle around their sexual orientation and their gender identity. And so we went to those places, and the youth showed a tremendous amount of courage in going to those places and then in articulating their experiences and their feelings when we debriefed each of the exercises.
You've had community performances of Inside Out so far, and then next month you'll be staging performances in schools for student audiences. Do you have different expectations of how this will be?
I do. I'm not entirely sure what to expect. You know, the first two performances last weekend, there were a lot of people from adults from the queer community at the performances, so it's a really different kind of audience. Last night was a bit more mixed, but still quite friendly and positive audience. And what I know is that despite a lot of work on the part of the school district around their anti-discrimination policy and the formation of the Gay Straight Alliance groups, there is still a lot of work and there's still a lot of homophobia. There's a lot of work to be done. And so, I'm not quite sure what we're going to encounter.
And if you did encounter a homophobic or transphobic, biphobic reaction from an audience member, how would you deal with that?
Well, there's a couple of things that happen in performances. One is the process that I've talked about where audience members come up and try their idea, and the other actors react in character. So I'm hoping they would, even in a moment like that, be able to maintain their character and react in that way. We also, I also talk with the audience a fair bit during the performances. And I ask them their opinion about things, and so I would really engage the audience at that point in a dialogue about what had happened on stage, if it was a homophobic or transphobic or biphobic moment.
And then that way hope to dialogue with the person who is, you know, being homophobic, transphobic?
Hopefully with that person or with their peers. Or hopefully all of us, but in that moment it might be hard for that person to have a dialogue, but certainly there might be some things that people who are still sitting in the audience can say that would bring out, you know, what happened and perhaps why that happened. And then, of course, you know, what can we do about it?
What are your larger hopes for the project?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is that there's some interest from other communities in having us travel and perform our plays in those communities. So we are we're looking at fundraising right now to be able to do that. The second thing is that with Burnside Gorge, I'm creating a report at the end of this project, and we've surveyed participants. We're going to survey school audiences, and we also are surveying the audience members at the public performances and recording the interventions and recording their ideas. We're going to put that all in a report, and we hope to distribute that widely through the school district and also through the community, through youth service providers.
And I guess the hope is that you will go some way towards changing the atmosphere for people who have to face this in the community.
Very much so. I think that education and awareness is really important step to changing people's minds and changing people's behavior. And theater, I've seen in the past, is really a way to reach youth. This is youth telling the truth about their experiences to other youth through theater. So it's creative. It's not an adult saying homophobia is bad. I think it's just a really, really positive and creative and effective means of working for social change.
Well, thank you very much, River, for talking to me this morning.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with River Chandler. She's director of the Victoria-based Theatre Works and its interactive performances of Inside Out. If you want more information on Inside Out or Theatre Works, you can email River. Her email is heyriver@shaw.ca. And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.